So glad you are staying with us. Hope is good for your body, soul, and spirit. Step 3 of the 4-step formula is P for purpose. Join host and hope coach Lori Bora as she helps you discover purpose in your pain.
Julie Locke is my guest today. Her and her husband, Austin, were so happy to start a family and proud to have a little boy named Dax. At 15 months old, Dax was diagnosed with AML M7 leukemia. And like I said before, Dax got his angel wings on December 30th, 2009. And it's been a hard journey for Julie and for Austin. But they are finding purpose in their pain. They are on a mission. So, Julie, tell us about what your mission is.
Well, when I was at St. Jude, there was a lot of hard days, but there was a lot of amazing days. There's a lot of amazing days that changed my life and my outlook on people, and definitely the biggest part of St. Jude is that it's free. They give you this sense of relief. The only thing you have to worry about is your child. You don't have to worry about CAT scans or your lunch, your transportation, your food, your band-aids, nothing. When you walk in that door, everything is free. They completely take care of you when you're there. And they don't, it's not just it's like Disney World. The place is phenomenal. The food is amazing. The freshest, the best medicines, the newest technology, everything is the best. And it's like nothing I've ever experienced in my life. I've never been to a doctor's office and not had a copay or gotten a bill later from the insurance company. You know, and people that go into debt over surgeries for their children. Never once have I seen one bill from them. They bill your insurance if you have it. They actually, if you have a cap on your insurance, they don't take you all the way to your cap. They kind of leave you some room. They've just got it so figured out there how to take that burden off of the family. You could actually live there with your family in this housing unit. And they give you food for your family. They, it's just unheard of.
So what are you doing? So it meant a lot to you, obviously. So what are you doing to help the St. Jude's Foundation?
So I decided after Dax passed away that I wanted to, I don't work, I'm a stay-at-home mom, so I decided to start the Dax Locke Foundation for Dax. And I have a goal of raising $1.6 million to run that hospital for one full day in honor of Dax. That's how much it costs to run that hospital, to give these families what I got for a year. 365 days, I got this treatment. And just for one day, it costs $1.6 million. So I am on a mission. And I have been fundraising every day of my life ever since. And I have found my new passion in life. I have raised $636,000 so far.
Amazing, Julie.
Thank you. Thank you.
$639,000?
$636,000.
$636,000 for St. Jude's. So how have you done that?
It all began with I threw him a birthday party right after he died. 6 months after he died was his birthday, and I couldn't just do nothing. I needed to do something, so I made this huge deal, and I raised $30,000 at my first event. And I had it at a park, and we had, you know, kid rides and games and all sorts of fun things. And I just loved it. I just absolutely loved every minute of it. So I decided just to start my own foundation, and I did. And ever since then, it has just been mind-blowing. There was a couple girls who followed my blog that I wrote on Caring Bridge that wrote into a songwriter named Matthew West. He's a Christian singer. And they wrote to him the story about Dax. And he called me and he said, you know, my name's Matthew West. And I didn't know who Matthew West was at the time. And he said he wanted to write a song for Dax. I'm like, that is so nice. I had people writing me songs, writing me poems, you know, doing things for me. And I was like, that is so nice of you. I didn't really even look into it. And I was actually pregnant. We ended up getting pregnant 3 months after Dax passed away because I am a mom. And I needed a baby to love so bad. So the day that I went in to have my daughter Madeline, her name's actually Madeline Elizabeth, after that little girl Elizabeth that I spoke about in my story, this song came to my inbox. And when I was getting worked up to have my baby, I heard the song for the first time. And it was amazing.
What's the name of the song, Julie?
It's called One Last Christmas. It's on YouTube. If you just search Matthew West, One Last Christmas, you'll see the music video that he made.
We'll put a link up here. We'll put that video on the page here so people can look at that.
It's on my website also, daxlock.org.
Okay, daxlock.org.
Yes, and so we put it out, and it went viral. We have over 1 million hits on this music video now. It went crazy. And I'm just, you know, cruising along, raising money for Dax, doing these little events in my town. And I get a call from Matthew's brother, who is a saint. His name is Joel. His whole family works for him, which is even more beautiful to me because I'm such a family person. I love that. He called me and he said, you are not going to believe what just happened. He's like, sit down. And he's like, a movie producer just called me and they want to make a movie out of your story.
Okay, Julie, we're going to stop there because I want people to get more of this, but we need to take a break, okay?
Okay.
So Dax's story is still being written. And it was written into a movie. And that's what I meant when I said people may have been familiar with the story. And because they probably saw it on TV. So let's talk about that in just a minute, okay?
Okay.
I'll have everybody come back for E! Enjoy a Changed Life. And you can hear the amazing things that God is doing in Julie and Austin's life.